We shall begin our class. The adult Sunday school class, the first class for this year. The notes are available. Please avail yourself to the notes. Please avail yourself to the Sunday school class notes. Romans chapter 12, verses 12 to 13. Romans 12, 12 to 13. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Romans chapter 12. And verses 12 to 13. Romans chapter 12 and verses 12 to 13. Continuing instant in prayer is the title of today's exhortation. The Christian knows the efficacy of prayer and therefore persists in prayer. In times of trial, prayer is that which steels the heart and strengthens the mind as burdens are brought before the throne of grace. Our Lord exhorts us to keep praying, for our Heavenly Father desires to answer them. Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, tells us in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 8, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Our Heavenly Father, our Father in heaven, desires to give good gifts to his children who call upon him. And so our Lord Jesus says, for what man is there of you whom his son asks bread, will he give a stone? Not logical, isn't it, for a father to not give the best for his own? Or if he asks a fish, will he give a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Are you in some trial and feeling a sense of despondency? Do not be. God is with you. Our faith is exercised during the time of trial. And the encouragement for the people of God undergoing trial is that we would hang in there. Do not give up. There is light at the end of the tunnel. In page 4 is a chorus for your encouragement, a prayer in song for your learning. I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. If I look to him in prayer, darkest night will turn to day. I know the Lord make a way for me. 我知救主, 为我预备道路。 我知救主, 为我预备道路。 仰望主恩切渴求, 虽然夜夜变白昼。 我知救主, 为我预备道路。 Kutau Tuhan pasti buka jalan. Kutau Tuhan pasti buka jalan. Kadku datang dan berdarah malam gelajat terang. Ku tahu Tuhan pasti buka jalan. I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. If I look to Him and pray, darkest night will turn to day. I know the Lord will make a way for me. If we know that the Lord will make a way for us, then we will not give up and continue to trust Him, continue to look to Him, continuing instant in prayer. The Lord knows the needs of His people. And in prayer, we articulate our concerns, our deepest fears to God. And He, by His grace bestowed upon us, enables us to find peace in our heart, find grace and wisdom what to do. Verse 13 of Romans chapter 12 says, distributing to the necessity of saints. Jesus says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Acts 20, 35. I have showed you all things, how that laboring, soul laboring, ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how He said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. The last words of the Apostle Paul to the Ephesian elders, the blessing of giving has to be experienced. How can we understand this truth except through the exercise of faith in our giving? We are to support the weak, those who are unable to return our favor, those who are truly in need. We have to take God at His word to give and experience His blessings. When we give, we lose what we have given. How can it be more blessed? Can you understand the teaching, the doctrine of giving? Well, our Lord Jesus says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And if you look at the life of God, He's always expanding. He's always blessing. And so we are to take Jesus at His word, obey, and behold His glory in our lives. By our giving, through our giving, or in our giving. There are three ways of giving for the Christian's consideration. Giving to the fatherless and widows. The widows, those who lose their husbands. especially those who have not financial endowment. We are to help them. Pure religion, James says, and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world, giving to the poor. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he repay him again. Proverbs 19, verse 17. Charles Bridges, he said well on this verse. He says, "The ordinance of God is that the poor shall never cease out of the land. Hence, the universal obligation is to have pity upon the poor. We must open our heart as much as our hand." And so, in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses recorded, "If there be among you a poor man of one of thy brethren within any of thy gates in thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not harden thy heart, nor shut thy hand from thy poor brother. If there be among you a poor man of one of thy brethren within any of thy gates in thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not harden thy heart, nor shut thy hand from thy poor brother." And verse 10 of Deuteronomy 15, "Thou shalt surely give him, and thine heart shall not be grieved when thou givest unto him, because that for this thing the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thy works, and in all that thou puttest thine hand unto." So there is a spiritual blessing that is promised from God when one would be willing to relieve another. In Israel, when it is harvest time, the farmers are told not to glean all of their harvest, but to leave some, so that there would be others, it would be there for others to pick them up. It was a law in the land, a good law, so that the poor in the land can be taken care of. And imagine they were to starve and they are in trouble. How weary would that land be when there is crying, when there is great hunger and dissatisfaction, giving to needy Christians. 1 Timothy 6, 17 to 18. "Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, which giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate." Galatians 6, verse 10. "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." So the injunction is to remember to do good for the needs of the saints with humbleness of heart. This is how we are to dispense, distribute to the needs of others, with humbleness of heart. Look out for the opportunity to bless a brother or sister in Christ with your giving. So the Apostle Paul says to us, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality, given to hospitality. There was a woman living in Shunem. Shunem, described in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8. She was described as great. Here is the text for our meditation, consideration. And it fell on the day that Elisha was a prophet of God, after Elijah, during the time of the divided kingdom, passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, the Bible described, and she constrained him to eat bread. So the Lord's prophet passed her house, and she says that, "Come into my house, I have bread for you." And it was so that as often as he passed by, he turned in hither to eat bread. Possibly she was greatly bestowed with material wealth. But I believe this is a special attribute that is accorded to her. She provided hospitality in her home for God's prophet Elisha. She invited Elisha to her home, provided needful food for the traveling prophet. Elijah obliged. She can see that Elisha was a holy man of God. She discussed with her husband to make an extra room in the house to provide shelter to Elisha whenever he would pass by their way. God blessed her with a son, opening her barren womb. William MacDonald, he lamented concerning the coldness of modern living. We said, lack the kampung spirit. Never grudging a meal or a bed to those who need them. Hospitality is a lost art. Small homes and apartments are used as excuses for not receiving Christians who are passing through. Perhaps we do not want to face the added work and inconvenience. Extra work, the house get all muddled up. I have to clean all over again. But we forget that when we entertain God's children, it is the same as if we were entertaining the Lord Himself. Our homes should be the home, like a home, like the home in Bethany. Remember, Bethany was a place that our Lord, it's just outside Jerusalem, it was a place that our Lord likes to go. And there in the home of Lazarus, Mary and Martha, she would like to reside there. Because in that home, there is always hospitality in that home. There is always a welcome for him. Erwin Lutzer, the pastor of Moody Church, said well, "Hospitality is a test for godliness because those who are selfish do not like strangers, especially needy ones, to intrude upon their private lives. They prefer their own friends who share their lifestyle. Only the humble who have the necessary resources to give of themselves to those who could never give of themselves in return." So, you remember Abraham entertained three strangers in his house. One of them is the Lord himself. Two of them, the Lord would send to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Hebrews 13, verse 1 to 3 says, teaches us this blessing of extending hospitality. It says here, "Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. May the Lord help his people to be given to hospitality. So the Apostle Paul is teaching us little nuggets of wisdom for holy living. May it strengthen us and cause us to be thoughtful concerning these teachings, that we may obey it, we may do so and receive the blessing of God. May the Lord help us. Let us pray. Father, we thank thee for thy holy word. Strengthen us, teach us to continuing instant in prayer, in the distributing to the necessity of saints, and in giving to hospitality. May thou form this grace in us. Strengthen thy people. This I ask and pray with thanksgiving through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.